But first today, the creepy and unauthorised accessing of webcams in homes and businesses here in Australia and around the world. A Russian-based site is broadcasting images from systems using either default passwords or no login code at all. Australian authorities say they're dependent on cooperation from overseas to shut down websites used to invade people's privacy. The country's privacy commissioner has told The World Today he's concerned about hackers gaining access to home security cameras and even cameras used to monitor sleeping babies. Timothy Pilgrim says victims here must take steps to improve their internet security. Simon Santo reports.
It sounds and looks like the stuff of Big Brother. The internet is proving fertile ground for the invasion of people's privacy.
Well, what we're seeing is a website that is allegedly able to link into people's webcams and other types of camera technology.
Timothy Pilgrim is Australia's privacy commissioner.
And what they're doing is because some people don't have appropriate or strong enough passwords or security on it, they're able to literally tap in and see what's going on in some cases in people's homes.
Are they breaking any laws or is it just about protecting yourself?
Well, there's two things there. They are potentially breaking laws because the collection of people's personal information here in Australia is regulated by the Privacy Act, and there are things that companies must do if they're going to collect people's personal information. And that's the same in most privacy laws around the world. So I would be very surprised if they're not breaking quite a number of laws around the world.
And in practical terms, is there anything that you can do about these law breaks?
Well, from our perspective in our office, we are taking steps. As I said, we work cooperatively with our colleagues in Europe and around the world, and we'll be seeking their assistance to see what action we can take against this company from their end. But I'd really stress that people here in Australia should, if they're using webcams, make sure that they put their own passwords on. Don't use the one that just comes with the equipment, because this is how the company has been able to get into the webcams, because people haven't changed the standard password that they get when they purchase the webcam. So I just recommend everyone changes their passwords and make sure that they're strong.
If you take action or flag taking action against these websites, is there not a danger that another one will just pop up in its place?
With the uptake of modern technology, there are always challenges around this, and that's why it's really important for individuals to make sure, if you're going to adopt or use a new piece of technology at home, that you really understand the security settings so that you protect your personal information and protect your home.
Australia blew the whistle on this website because it's registered in the offshore territory of the Cocos Islands. Their alert was passed on to authorities in Europe and in Britain, where hundreds of images from British webcams found their way onto the Russian website. The UK's Information Commissioner is Christopher Graham.
This is a very obscure website run by Russians, registered in an offshore territory administered by Australia, and I want the Russians to take this down straight away.
And the answer is similar when the question is asked of Australia's Privacy Commissioner, Timothy Pilgrim. Have you managed to shut down this particular Russian website?
Well, not as yet, no. But as I said, we've started working with our European colleagues to see what action can be taken from their end.
Alistair McGibbon is the director for the Centre for Internet Safety at the University of Canberra. He says it's very difficult to shut down even elements of the World Wide Web.
Sites can close down, and of course, the internet being as it is, it can just re-pop up somewhere else in a different domain. So, unfortunately, it's a bit of a whack-a-mole game with the internet. Even if the site is taken down, it doesn't prevent those behind it from just setting it up again.
Now, because the site has an Australian connection through the Cocos Islands, what does that allow law enforcement in this country to do about it?
Well, it is separately administered. It's under separate administration than the .au domain name. So there's not necessarily a lot that can be done. There can be some form of legal processes, but I would say that unfortunately, like so much of the web, even if action was taken there, you'll find that these website owners will just move to places that are harder to reach. Really, this comes down to addressing the problem that the website is exposing, and that is that as we increasingly use IP-connected devices like security cameras, we need to make sure that we change the passwords on those devices to prevent people like these from breaking into them and then showing them to the rest of the world.
How much ignorance is there about setting passwords and setting difficult ones to crack?
Well, sadly, a huge amount. We make the assumption as consumers that you take a device out of a box, you plug it in and it works. And generally it does. What we don't know, of course, is that it operates insecurely. This is a problem for the manufacturers, really, than for us as consumers. Manufacturers should be shipping products so that when you plug it in for the first time, it tells you that you must change the password.
That's the director of the Centre for Internet Safety at the University of Canberra, Alistair McGibbon, Simon Santow, our reporter.